A perfect psychic mechanism is as necessary as the physiological mechanism for the production of perfect vocalization, especially for dramatic singing. A person, on the one hand, may be endowed with a grand vocal organ, but be a failure as a singer on account of incorrect intonation, of uncertain rhythm, or imperfect diction. On the other hand, a person only endowed with a comparatively poor vocal instrument, but knowing how to use it to the best advantage, is able to charm his audience. And capable of vigorous sound production, he makes up for lack of power by correct phrasing and emotional expression. We see then that the combination of a perfect physiological and psychological mechanism is essential for successful dramatic singing, the chief attributes of which are 1. Control of the breath, adequate volume, sustaining power, equality in the force of expulsion of air to avoid an unpleasant vibrato, and capability of producing and sustaining loud or soft tones throughout the register. 2. Compass or range of voice of not less than 2 octaves with adequate control by mental perception of the sounds of the necessary variation in tension of the laryngeal muscles for correct intonation. 3. Rich quality or timbre, due partly to the construction of the resonator, but in great measure to its proper use under the control of the will. Something is lacking in a performance, however perfect the vocalization as regards intonation and quality, if it fails to arouse enthusiasm or to stir up the feelings of an audience by the expression of passion or sentiment through the mentality of the singer. The general public are becoming educated in music and are beginning to realize that shouting 2 or 3 high-pitched chest notes does not constitute dramatic singing. It would be hard to describe or define the qualities that make a voice appeal to the multitude. Different singers with a similar timbre of voice and register may sing the same song correctly in time, rhythm, and phrasing, and yet only one of them may produce that sympathetic quality necessary to awaken not only the intellectual but the affective side of the mind of the hearers. Undoubtedly, the effects produced upon the mind by dramatic song largely depend upon circumstances and surroundings, also upon the association of ideas. Thus, I was never more stirred emotionally by the human voice than upon hearing a mad Frenchman sing, at my request, the Marseillaise. Previously, when talking to him, his eyes had lacked luster and his physiognomy was expressionless. But when this broad-chested, 6-foot, burly, black-bearded maniac rolled out in a magnificent, full-chested baritone voice the song that has stirred the emotions and passions of millions to their deepest depth, and aroused in some hope, in others despair, as he made the building ring, I felt an emotional thrill down the spine and a gulp in the throat, while the heart and respirations, for an instant, stayed in their rhythmical course. Not only was I stirred by the effect of the sounds heard, but by the change in the personality of the singer. It awakened in my mind the scenes in the French Revolution so vividly described by Carlyle. The man's facial expression and whole personality suddenly appeared changed. He planted his foot firmly on the ground, striking the attitude of a man carrying a musket, a flag, or a pike. His eyes gleamed with fire, and the lackluster expression had changed to one of delirious excitement. Dramatic song, therefore, that does not evoke an emotional response, is a voice and nothing more.